listening to Advice Line. Call 1-800-866-8883.
And welcome back. It is Advice Line. I'm David Master sitting in tonight. And my dad is recovering from not feeling very well. But he is getting better every day, which is a good thing. And we are on our end-of-the-year fundraising drive. We need your support to keep this program on the air, and we're at 67% of where we need to be for next year. And if you will be a part of making this a winning solution for everyone, people that are yet to hear the program will thank you, and they won't even know who you are. I mean, I look at the military and the police and the firemen, and I know that my life is better because of them. And whenever a policeman drives by, I always wave to him. I always acknowledge them. I don't know who they are, but I know that they're out there making a difference. And that's what's happening here on this program. My dad, you know, all these years, all these decades, helping you in ways that almost nobody else knows how to do. Yes, he gets into politics, but politics and religion and good and evil are sort of, how do you get around it? Yeah, it's hard to do. But you can if you just make it a thing about right and wrong. See, it's not left and right. It's right or wrong. Everybody can agree on general ideas about right or wrong. What's wrong is that there are now people who just want to push back on people who are right. And that's dangerous. We have a dangerous period ahead in our country. And I was thinking about the example to use to discuss this, which is like the father of a family. And, you know, the father has a exponential effect on everybody in the family. If it's a good father, children respect him. And they want to grow up, and in a way, they want to be like the good father that they love and respect. But if you have a bad father, like if you have a bad president, sets a bad example. And he says, well, you know, I do whatever makes me feel good. I do what I believe. But that's not necessarily the right thing. And those of us who can see these people who are setting bad examples, we try to tell them, hey, that's not working out. That's taking us down the wrong road. You know, I can say this to you. I think it's very important not to be hypocritical, because children see hypocrisy. People see hypocrisy. And they also see people who are dishonest. Everybody can see a person that is not honest, that doesn't tell the truth. And especially we can tell who is lying. You have an innate ability to do that. Intuitively, you can know if somebody's telling you the truth or not. Sometimes women call it women's intuition. You know, they can tell when their kids are just making something up. But the problem here in our country and around the world is that we are the leader of the free world. Everyone in the world aspired to be more like America, until America stopped aspiring to be American. And that's a problem. That's a terrible problem. But you can't hate it, because if you hate it, it will destroy you. You can't hate the person who is hateable. See, that's the message of Jesus. Jesus came into the world, and he was persecuted for no wrongdoing, for doing good. Persecuted and hated and violated. But his power, his ultimate power, was to overcome death by not hating the tormentor. The tormentor. You have one in your life. Somebody is tormenting you. Could be your children. Could be a friend. It could be a coworker. Your ultimate power to overcome that person and what they do to you is by not hating them. You take away the hate, and the hurt also goes away. And we could talk about that. 1-800-866-8883. Whatever you want to talk about, we can talk about it here. And I want you to remember that you are the reason this program is on the air. It's listener-supported radio. For $22 a month, you can help keep this program going. And someday, when somebody needs this program, it'll be here for them. You will make the difference. You. P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or visit FHU.com. You can make a secure online contribution and become a member of the Auto Debt Program. I'm David Masters. I'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, and welcome to the program. I'm David Masters, sitting in tonight. 1-800-866-8883, whatever's ailing you. There's a simple answer. It doesn't have to be complicated. Simple, but it only makes sense to you when you're ready to hear it. Because the truth is, it's already in you. You just haven't been able to sit still long enough to let it catch up to you. And that may be a problem. I know a lot of people have that problem. You don't really need somebody to save you, in the sense, unless you're having like a heart attack. But if you have somebody who is a friend, they'll tell you things that other people won't tell you. They'll tell you the truth. So we can talk about whatever's on your mind. And I just want to remind you that we are in the fundraising portion of the year, with first time we've ever done this. If you would like to keep this radio program on the air, please make a contribution. $22 a month is all, 69 cents a day. And you can send it to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or you can go to FHU.com and make an online contribution and even become a member of the Auto Debit Program. So let's see. We got some very good best of material here from my dad, Roy Masters. So let's play some of that right now, and I'll wait for your calls at 1-800-866-8883.
I'm going to go to Madhu, who's a gentleman from India. Are you there, Madhu?
That's right. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you.
I just had a question regarding controlling the thoughts, like you were
yes.
talking about it earlier. What I have seen in my life is that whatever thoughts I had, it usually rises from the environment in which I am in.
And the environment, yes.
Yeah, like if you have a lot of friendly faces with you, then you tend to be more friendly. If a lot of them are studious, then you tend to be more studious. If a lot of them are different, and
yes.
so on.
Yes.
And so I was thinking, is it vice versa? Like, if you want to change your thoughts and put it in another direction, do you need to change your environment so that your thoughts change?
No. It means monkey see, monkey do. You can't go through life. It means that you're only happy when things are happy, and you only feel good when people like you, and your whole life is to kowtow and sacrifice your energies to hold on to the feelings of and the thoughts you want. Because if the environment would suddenly turn and become negative, there comes the negative thoughts. You try to do your best to avoid negative thoughts and to avoid negative consequences which produce them, but you're just wasting your life. And sooner or later, you'll find that if you are a people pleaser and trying to keep everybody happy, say for instance when you're married or when you have children, and you start to try to make them happy so that your environment is happy and you can live from the emanations from your environment, you find that what you're doing is spoiling your children rotten and encouraging them to take advantage of you, and their inhuman nature will. You'll be manipulated all your life. You'll be manipulated. You're either the manipulator or the manipulated.
So bottom line is, you're saying that you have to be strong enough to make your own, to control your own.
Yeah, well, what does that mean? But what does that mean? You know, there's no such thing. There's no such person who's strong enough to do that.
Yeah, that's part of the thing, because I didn't think I was strong enough to...
Nobody is. I'm not. Nobody is. Hercules isn't strong enough.
So how
he can give the appearance of being strong in body and thought, but in reality it isn't as we get older. You know, that bodily beauty fades away, and the admiration with it, and the illusion of self fades with it, and we're left alone with foolishness and guilt.
So how do you think we can be as strong as possible?
How long have you been in this country?
6 months.
You must have your Indian gurus and fakirs. you should have got it from them, but you won't. They don't know how to teach you to do that properly either over there.
Actually,
I think I'd be very popular in India, because I'd be able to fill the niche that they didn't fill, just as the preachers here don't fill the niche for religion the way they should.
Yes, sir.
They don't do it with meditation whereby the ministers here don't do it with their Christian teaching. You see, in India, they need Christian teaching with meditation, and here they need meditation with their Christian teaching. They must go together. The philosophy, which is bringing one to God in a meditative state. Unless you can find that meditative state where you're willing to find, to give up your will and your ego, or what's commonly called ego, unless you're willing to serve the great power that has formed the universe and recognize him as such, there is no way on God's green earth are you going to control your thoughts. You will have no sovereignty over anything. The mind that doesn't obey God, it has a body that won't obey you, but it obeys the world, and the soul goes along with it like a ball and chain. So you have to reach up higher. You have to get above your thoughts. You've got to get above your thoughts, and you must experience that truth in the silence. And then you're going to experience. But let me read something to you, may I?
Uh-huh.
I'm only going to read you 10 lines from the Greek Philokalia. If you can get copies of this book, I don't know if we can get them for you. You can write to us. They're out of print. We might be able to get some of them. In the Greek Philokalia, a poem appears without any introductory note, and the author is unknown. But I can tell you from experience, this person knows exactly what he's talking about. Now, I'll read the words. They may not mean anything to you. They mean something to me, because I've experienced it. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
The ladder of divine graces, which experience has been made known to those inspired by God. The first step is that of purest prayer. Now, from this there comes a warmth of heart, and then a strange, holy energy. Then tears wrung from the heart, God-given. Then peace from thoughts of every kind. From this arising the purging of the intellect. And next the vision of heavenly mysteries, unheard of light, is born from this ineffably. And thence, beyond all telling, the heart's illumination. The last step comes, a step that has no limit, though compassed in a single line, perfection that is endless, and this is the ladder's lowest step. Now, I don't know if you understood that.
Not very well, sir.
Well, see, to me that was music. I'll go over it again. Mm-hmm. First of all, you have to have the pure heart, a pure motive. You cannot meditate to blot out your mind, or try to control your thoughts, or try to exercise some effort of will. The whole purpose of meditation is to give up your will, not to a guru, but to that which is following you as a conscience, that. And not run from it into your feelings, and not run into your imagination, clinging to the essences of emotion and passion thought. You see, the meditation that I teach will bring you to that state, if the heart is pure. When you get to that state of mind where you are above thought and not involved in the illusions of your imagination, and detached from emotion, then you'll experience a natural control.
Can I ask a question, sir?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know when your heart is pure?
You don't get anywhere unless you are. You have need two things: the right attitude, and hopefully the right technique. Although occasionally, just the purest attitude of all doesn't require a meditative technique. But a meditative technique does help. Be still and know that I am God. You see, that's one of the scriptures, a Christian scripture or Judeo-Christian scripture. Being still in the right way, not in the way they teach in India. None of that. But in a way they don't teach in America either. Because they don't teach a meditation they do. Now they're beginning to start to reach for a meditation techniques, but all they're doing is mantras and repeating holy words, and that doesn't work either. You need to get my cassettes and my book, and I'll show you how it's done.
Okay.
Would you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Don't waste your time, though, until you're ready.
Okay, sir.
To give up your will. Because you haven't got your own will anyway, because you're possessed by thoughts. And your thoughts are controlled by passion or emotion, and your emotion is controlled by the environment and the spirit that lurks in it, which you cannot see.
So,
all right?
Basically, you're saying that if you want to be stronger in your thoughts, you have to use meditation and tools like that to...
In it with a sincere heart, like a roadmap. The meditation is not something you just do and study, like people study scripture. There's only one simple way of doing it, and there's no advanced courses in it. It's very, very simple. Just a way to be still and experience God, rather than experiencing what's manipulating you through your environment. Now, what I'm teaching you right now terrifies experts. It terrifies doctors. It terrifies psychiatrists. It terrifies politicians. It terrifies everybody who has manipulates you through your weakness for them, your need, your passionate need for them. It may, if you're married, it might frighten your wife, your husband, because they have control over you. They're getting something from you. They're fake loving you. Or they're manipulating you in some way, as egos always do. Whenever you have two people entering into a relationship, especially man-woman, you've got one manipulating the other. And the other one is a stupid idiot, can't see it, because he won't see it, because he's too enjoying himself, you know, feeling good about himself for a little while, as long as it lasts. It's like a drunk. As long as it lasts, you can't wake him up. And when the drink wears off, he doesn't want to wake up. It's hard to wake people up, very hard. It's easy to keep people asleep. So the politicians and the people who make pills for everybody, the drug lords of the underworld and the drug lords of the pharmaceutical companies, they don't have to worry, because people are stupid, basically. The human race is basically stupid. All right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, so maybe you're not so stupid, but there are a lot of stupid people. And the only way to not be stupid is to realize that you are stupid, if you are stupid. But think about this. How much of what you are is because of the environment? I mean, that's what the caller was talking about. You know, if people are happy, so you want to be around happy people so you feel happy? Well, then what happens when somebody's not happy? Then do you just immediately get brought down by that person? You know, I see some people that never, ever let other people bring them down. That is a superpower, in my opinion. And we can talk about that at 1-800-866-8883. Also, it's our end-of-the-year fundraising drive, and we're at 67% of where we need to be. We're coming up every day with your help, and we thank you so much for your contributions. You could send to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, or you can go to FHU.com and make a secure contribution online. I'm David Masters. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line, 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain, Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It may seem that there's nothing you can do about stress, but you can instantly have more control than you might think. Roy Masters shows you how to conquer stress by taking charge of your thoughts, emotions, anxieties, and changing the way you react to problems. Do you realize that every time you think a negative thought, your body reacts as if it were in the grip of an actual tension-filled situation? Well, there is an antidote. Download the ebook, The Secret Power of Words by Roy Masters, on Kindle and Amazon.com. William Wolfe says, this book is perhaps the single most dynamic weapon available to counter the tremendously destructive influences of the raging cultural revolution sweeping the world. Download the ebook now at Amazon.com or read the ebook, Meaning and Happiness, Overcoming Stress, Fear, and Pain. Download at Amazon.com on Kindle. In fact, there are many more titles by Roy Masters available for instant download right now at Amazon.com. Just search Roy Masters on Kindle and Amazon.com to positively change your life right now.
You're listening to Advice Line, 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
And welcome back to Advice Line. David Masters here. 1-800-866-8883. If you'd like to talk, we will talk about everything. Relationships, yes, they're hard. And I always warn people, it's like you don't know what you're getting into. And I've counseled many people. And, you know, you can't stop people from doing what they believe is right, no matter how much you want to help them and help them prevent pain in their lives. You can't stop people from inflicting pain upon themselves. You just can't. I mean, they used to do it by putting people in mental institutions. And now, I don't know. I thank God I've never had to go to a mental institution. So, but, you know, everybody's on pills. And it seems like life is it's almost like worse than a throwaway razor, you know? Human life is like doesn't have the value it used to have. And even though we desensitized, see that we see these killings all the day, every day long, the terrorism and the bodies being blown to pieces. The children now today, 140 people were killed in Pakistan. You know, the murderers, the anarchists have taken over again. And even in America, we see these terrible things happening to people. And I guess we just wonder, well, am I going to be next? I know a woman, though, who sleeping in her apartment one night, and a man broke in. He was going to rape her. But she didn't scream or, you know, she wasn't in terror. And she actually was able to talk the man into leaving her house. It doesn't happen very often. When somebody is, you know, driven by dark forces, you have to be the right kind of person at the right moment. Otherwise, you know, when your reaction, if you watch animals, dogs in particular, they look to see if you're afraid of them. See, and so they bark at you, and if they get that little spike of, you know, fear, fight or flight. But if you just stand and watch a dog, it won't advance on you. If you just stand and watch them, don't do anything, just watch them. They don't get a reaction out of you. They don't know how to deal with you. So they back off because they don't know you're not giving them the prompt for the next action. It's the same with people. If you're dealing with a crazy person, a violent person, what you do is more important than what they do. Because you will prompt them by subliminal message. They can see it in your eyes if you're full of terror. If you're not afraid, they may even try to make you more frightened. But you see, I was talking to somebody the other night about breaking points. Life is all about discovering your breaking point. And when you discover your breaking point, whatever it may be, you have to say, okay, I'm not going to let that be the place where I stop living, where I stop and back off. I mean, it's the same thing with the way that the police are having to deal with these rioters. What do you do with people that are going and looting and burning down buildings? You just let them have their way? I mean, there's a certain point, there's a breaking point for everything. There's a breaking point for right and for wrong. You know, where are you on that spectrum? And the way you deal with people, and you know, this is what happens between people in relationships. And the laws are basically stacked against men. Men know that. But, you know, whenever a woman gets out of control and a man does something improper, like manhandling her, she's got him. She files a restraining order. He loses his rights. And I think, you know, a lot of times people will provoke you to throw the first punch, knowing that that's exactly what they want you to do. They want to provoke you. They want to get a reaction out of you in order to gain control over you. Have you not seen that yet? That's the game. It's a blame game. It doesn't matter what they did to provoke you. When you react, you are the bad guy. And so you've got to learn how to navigate this world. Not back down, not be afraid, not be too full of bravado. You know, the guy that goes into a bar and another man looks at his girlfriend and he gets into a fist fight. Hey, you get it, you end up in jail. Is it worth it to prove that you're not a mealy-mouthed wimp? Sometimes it is, I imagine. But, you know, discretion, always discretion. It is our end-of-the-year fundraiser. Lots of people have been helping out, sending their pledges. $22 a month is all it takes. If everybody listening would do that, write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528, or go to FHU.com and make a secure contribution there. I'm David Masters. I'll be right back.
This is David Masters with a special message to you. When I was a young man, I was driven by the same forces that all of you are struggling with. Thank God that I had my father, Roy Masters, to help me and guide me into a life of meaning and purpose and fulfillment. But here's the good news. He's your father too. He is the person who can help you, even as he has helped his own family. So please remember, make your monthly contributions to keep Roy Masters on the air so that people like myself and like you can hear him on that critical day when his message will mean the most. For more information, contact the Foundation of Human Understanding at 1-800-877-3227, Monday through Friday, regular business hours, or visit the website at www.fhu.com.
Cure stress can do for you what doctors cannot, but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card-sized audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
I had a lot of problems from my dad and my mom. I barely survived my life. I would not have survived at all. I've been listening as a long-distance father. I didn't know who I was talking to. A kid at school gave me the phone and said, talk to this person, tell him your problem, and I did it. And I knew immediately he cared, and he was the only one that I found in my whole life that cared about me. That definitely has saved my life.
Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS.
Also available for MP3 download.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
I know a lot of people that say they can't wait to go to New Zealand, but I discovered 30 years ago that you don't have to go there to have the most amazing and beautiful experience of your life, because it's right over the California border. In southern Oregon, it's Tall Timber Ranch Guest Ranch. Lakes, rivers, the ocean, the Oregon caves. And actor John Wayne, he used to hang out there with his military friend who owned the ranch before it became a guest ranch. Don't fly 10,000 miles before you go to Tall Timber Ranch in beautiful southern Oregon, just over the California border. Go to FHU.com and check it out right now at FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227 to make your reservations at Tall Timber Ranch, one of the most beautiful places you've ever seen. Your family will love it. There's so much to see and do, and the price is so reasonable. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you won't believe. Tall Timber Ranch. Call 1-800-877-3227 and make reservations right now.
Listening to Advice Line. Call 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, and it is Advice Line. Welcome back. Going to play some more best of material here from my dad, Roy Masters. So go ahead and play that.
Mike, are you there?
I have a question here. It may be a little bit different. I have a co-worker who's homosexual.
So?
And he makes references to his boyfriend, my boyfriend this, my boyfriend that. We're going to get married. I've mentioned to him before, his creator didn't make him that way.
Yeah.
And we got into a heated discussion. He gets emotional, starts crying, and he insists that, that his creator, that God made him that way, and he can't change, and blah, blah.
No, I think the guy with the horns that made him that way.
Well, you tell him that, and then there's an argument.
But that's his God.
Well, yeah. My problem is I'm trying to approach this from a Christian aspect, and...
No, you can't convert him. Don't try.
Okay, should I say, continue to say something that would try to put that seed in his head that maybe he's wrong?
Only if it's welcome. Only if it's welcome. You don't cast... Listen.
Pearl before swine.
You don't do that.
Okay.
Because you're going to create problems. And you're going to be drawn in, and it could be, you know, it could be drawn into something quite nasty if you keep pushing it. Just tolerate him, be friendly, and be kind towards him, and don't try to. You know, one of the best ways of converting someone is not try to convert them. One of the best ways of selling something is not trying to sell. Just be yourself. Be gentle and kind, and if he's pushy with his agenda, you ask him, please. I don't like to hear that stuff, if you don't mind. It's not welcome. I won't push my ideas on you. I'll take it kindly if you didn't push your ideas on me, and do it with firmness.
Okay.
If you want to discuss it, we can have lunch together sometime. But you know, just don't keep giving me the story of your life. I'm not terribly interested in that.
Okay.
You rub me the wrong way, and I won't rub you the wrong way. So let's be friends.
So
you live your life, and that's where you should do it. You should not try to convert him. Don't feel the compulsion to convert people.
Okay, so just be neutral.
Yeah, be gracious to him. He may have never seen. Otherwise, the only person he's ever seen is religious bigots trying to convert him.
Okay.
When they need some conversion themselves. They don't have most religious people don't have the right spirit. That's why they don't. That's why they create so much, animosity.
Okay, as far as what you're saying, the Bible thumping and the thing that he's.
Yeah, you don't understand. You don't understand his problem, but you couldn't help him. You don't understand his problem. I could help him. I wouldn't push myself on him.
Okay.
Any homosexual that wants to call this program, I'd be happy to share. I'd be polite to him and kind to him as long as he wants some help. Homosexuals are no different from adulterers. I mean, it's a step down. Yeah, you know, different levels. Stealing.
Yeah, but he's talking about getting married, and you see, he's headed for the abyss.
Well, all right.
You don't want him to head that way. You know, you see, there's a decency deep down within him, and there's.
Yeah,
you know,
but the point is, it all depends upon you. If you try too hard to help him, you'll drive him towards the problem rather than away from it.
Okay.
You have to have a gentle spirit. You have to be tolerant.
Okay, well, see, that's the word they use. Tolerant. But their tolerant means...
No, they're intolerant, but you have to be tolerant with their intolerance. You have to hold up a light. You have to have put on a mantle of goodness and calmness and graciousness.
Okay.
So when he comes against you, he comes against something he's never experienced before. And it's not your words and your cleverness and your speech and your Bible and your verse and chapter that you keep quoting.
Okay.
It's none of that.
Okay. Well, it's a spirit. I understand it. It's a strength.
I know, but I don't think I'm not sure you have it yet.
Well, it's...
I'm not sure. I don't think you do.
Okay.
I do. I know how to do that.
Okay, I understand that.
I've helped lots of homosexuals. Thousands of them.
Basically, the best thing to do is wait till he's ready to come to the light.
Yeah, I have two homosexuals that work, ex-homosexuals that work for me. In one of the businesses I have, and I've known, and he's married. This one's married, and used to be my accountant. Still is my accountant, by the way. He used to work for me, and now he's his own business. His wife and family, and two kids. And he was a flaming homosexual. That was 25 years ago.
Okay.
And I know another one who still works for me, but he's celibate and he's never been married, and He's a very fine young man.
Well, I just hope or I pray that God changes him before he gets AIDS or something.
But if you try to help him, you'll probably make him worse. All the religious people, most of them, if they don't have that what it takes, if they just have that veneer of verse and chapter, you're just going to make things worse for that person. And I suspect you only have the verses, and you're only armed with verses in a chapter, and not very effective. Got to go.
Yeah.
There you go. You got to be right with people. That's the bottom line. Be right. You don't have to lord over people. You don't have to be self-righteous. Not the way to go. Be kind to people. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And also, make sure this radio program continues to be on the air for those who are out there still trying to understand this crazy life. Make a contribution. It's our contribution drive. P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. I'll be right back. Stress does not have to inhibit your progress in life any longer, because now there's the Cure Stress app. According to Dr. Richard Titus, Cure Stress is a calming technique unlike anything you've ever tried. Ron Carlson, PhD, said it contains in the practice the seeds to freeing us from our bondage and slavery to compulsive thoughts and negative emotions. What's on the Cure Stress app? A quick 7-minute audio guides the listener through the technique. George M. Hader, MD, says it's the only approach I have ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, competent, and effective. Go to curestressapp.com. Stress does not have the power that it had before. Cure Stress is available on the App Store and Google Play for free. If you don't control stress, stress will control you. Free yourself from negative emotions. Go to curestressapp.com right now. Endorsed by healthcare professionals and used since 1960, this free app contains guided audio programs at curestressapp.com. Feel free again. Go to curestressapp.com right now. It may seem that there's nothing you can do about stress, but you can instantly have more control than you might think. Roy Masters shows you how to conquer stress by taking charge of your thoughts, emotions, anxieties, and changing the way you react to problems. Do you realize that every time you think a negative thought, your body reacts as if it were in the grip of an actual tension-filled situation? Well, there is an antidote. Download the ebook, The Secret Power of Words by Roy Masters, on Kindle and Amazon.com. William Wolfe says, this book is perhaps the single most dynamic weapon available to counter the tremendously destructive influences of the raging cultural revolution sweeping the world. Download the ebook now at Amazon.com or read the ebook, Meaning and Happiness, Overcoming Stress, Fear, and Pain. Download at Amazon.com on Kindle. In fact, there are many more titles by Roy Masters available for instant download right now at Amazon.com. Just search Roy Masters on Kindle and Amazon.com to positively change your life right now. Hi, this is David Masters. For over 50 years, my dad, Roy Masters, has been helping people who could never be cured by conventional means. As a matter of fact, so many lives have been affected that without him, the world would be a different place. But what about you? Has your life been affected? Has your life changed for the better? Have your family relationships and your work environment changed for the better? My dad has a difficult time asking people for help, so I'm happy to do it for him. Please make a contribution to the Foundation of Human Understanding at FHU.com or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Soldiers coming back from the battlefield will appreciate your donation because they will get the coping strategies provided by Roy Masters for free to keep them from committing suicide. And this radio program, every program you hear, is supported by you, the listener. Go to FHU.com and make a contribution or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
What's on your mind? 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, it's Advice Line, and here's some advice for you. Stop being your own worst enemy. You know, you think other people are out there sabotaging you and setting you up to fail, but you got to realize something. You are your own worst enemy if you're not your own best friend. In other words, if you're not doing what's right for yourself, who will? somebody might take pity on you and say, oh, you know, this poor guy, I mean, somebody needs to help him out. But then do you really want to be in the position of people feeling sorry for you? I don't think that's really healthy. Maybe there's a time for it, but get out of your own way. I mean, see yourself as you are, because, you know, look at yourself, because other people see you for who you are. And if you have conflict with people, don't just blame them. Take a moment and step back and say, what could I be doing here? Where could I be going wrong? What part of this am I making a contribution to? What part of the problem? Because there's only two places to be in this life. There's only a part of the problem or only a part of the solution. There's no in between. You fall somewhere in those two categories. And if you can be honest about it and say, you know what, I am. I'm a part of the problem. I'm angry. I'm impatient. I blame other people for the things that I should take responsibility for. If you could do that, you're already 80% of the way to being a happier person. But if you think that you got to have the right conditions and all the other things, everybody's got to be just right in order for you to be happy, it's not going to happen. You're never going to find that kind of situation in life. Life is nothing but a whole bowl of challenges. That's what it is. Relationships are nothing but challenge every moment of every day. And I can understand why people want sort of an easy job where they don't have to think too much. Because life is so complicated. And it becomes more complicated when you don't deal with it properly. And then you end up needing to drink or smoke or take some kind of control substance to keep from losing your mind. You need to just step back. Step back. And just keep stepping back and watching and being aware. But if you don't know how to do that, that's what we are here to help you with. Be Still and Know exercise, the Cure Stress device. It's a fancy way of saying it's a MP3 player with some great meditation exercises on it, concentration. FHU.com. And for our fundraiser, the end of the year fundraising drive here, please send your contributions to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Be right back.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want you to imagine for a minute that you have a job where the person you work for decides that day whether or not he will pay you for the work that you've done. Essentially, that is exactly what happens with Roy Masters. Every day he does a radio program, and you, the listener, are like his employer. And you decide whether or not you will support the radio program and the work that Roy Masters has just done. If you're interested in supporting the foundation, you can purchase every radio show that you hear. Just listen for the number, and if you're not sure what it is, call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227, Monday through Friday, regular business hours, Pacific time. Or visit the website at FHU.com. Be a good employer. Please make sure that you support Roy Masters and the work that he is doing for you.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know, at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
Are you struggling with life's difficulties? If you're struggling, don't you think it's time you understood why you're struggling?
The best advice I ever received, I told you about a problem that I had, and you said, watch it. And then I said, well, what happens if this comes up? And you said, watch it. At the time, it seemed trivial, but I learned just by following the advice that you gave me that that has power.
Visit Roy Masters' website, FHU.com, and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that, up until now, you have not understood. Visit Roy Masters' website, FHU.com, or call 1-800-877-3227. Be still and know, and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle. Visit Roy Masters' website at FHU.com and download Be Still and Know.
Listening to Advice Line. Call 1-800-866-8883.
Advice Line, and we're going to play some more best of material while we come to the end of the program tonight. But just remember that we are on a fundraising pledge drive here, and your help is greatly appreciated. P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Let's listen to some more vintage Roy Masters.
We're going to get to the nitty gritty with Wendy in Kentucky. Hello, Wendy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hiya.
Hello.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Yes, they diagnosed me manic depressant.
Yeah.
And I meditate.
That's like Skyburis of the Bongo, isn't it? You don't really know what that means, manic depressive.
No.
I mean, if they say, well, you got manic depressive, let's go over that for a minute. What did they tell you that meant? You got a chemical imbalance.
Yes.
So what, are we going to give you a better living through chemistry? I mean, does it make sense?
No.
No, of course not. Do you know what it really is and what causes it?
That I don't have enough salt in my brain.
No. Not at all. No, it means you have no love in your heart. You've lost your way. You've lost your moorings. You're cast adrift from your consciousness. Now, let me tell you this, Wendy, and I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to say a very few things to you, and then if you want to question me about it, I'll be happy to say whatever you want to say. But I imagine you're a Christian lady, are you?
I love God.
But in other words, you all right, that's good enough. In other words, you love God. But if you really loved him, you wouldn't have this state, which is a faithless state, hopeless state, down in the dumps, dashed to pieces, losing faith, losing confidence, doubting yourself. And then up in the air the next moment, because you found something that gives you false hope again. The hope you get is always false. And it leads you to hopelessness. Did you know? Let me give you a little story. During the war, when the Nazis incarcerated in concentration camps millions of people and murdered them, some of the survivors said, just before the Allies rescued them, they played games. They played a game like this. They made a date that when they would make believe. And really believed it, that they would be rescued. And they got it more and more excited as the day came, because they really believed, if they had faith, false faith, you see, that if they had faith in what they've created a belief in, that the day would come and they would be rescued. It was all they could do to hold on to life. And the day came, they weren't rescued, And they felt tremendously depressed, worse than they were before. So they set another date. And the same thing happened. And eventually, many gave up and died.
Yeah.
Now, that's exactly what's wrong with you. In a manner of speaking, you're not in a concentration camp or anything, but you have false hopes. You're looking for love in all the wrong places. You know? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Can you help me there with a little help?
Well, the question that I had for you is like that when I meditate, even though I'm taking medicine, what was I getting through to God?
Well, now I am not a doctor, and I cannot tell you whether you should take medicine or not. You must decide that for yourself.
No, I will keep taking it.
Until you don't need it. That would work. See? Look. Look, you know what let me answer that question specifically and we'll go on to the next level of thinking since you brought it up. Alcoholism or drugs is medicine. It's medicine for anxiety, guilt, depression, whatever it is, hopelessness, despair, what you got basically. Now, if the hopelessness and the despair is not there, or the headache isn't there, would you need an aspirin?
No.
All right. Once you find what faith is, once you find the ground of your being, whatever is I'm alluding to, and if you have questions about where to find it, what I'm talking about, I'll answer it. Once you find a ground of being, the love of God you said you have, but you don't, you think you have it, that's why the depression is coming. It's a false hope. It's a false idea that you love God, but there is a real love of God. Most Christians have a false love of God, and they're false Christians.
Well, I've been meditating off and on since I was like 14 years of age.
Off and on. What does mean off and on?
Off and on means like sometimes I do and sometimes I don't.
Sometimes you don't. You know, but this is what in my instructions, something you should not do. It says once you start the meditation exercise, it is a journey to God. That's where it is. It is a journey above the level of your thinking. Because outside the prison of your thoughts, the Spirit, or the Holy Spirit, as in religious parlance, waits. Waits to save you, to repent you, and to make you the extension of His purpose on earth.
Oh, that's the key?
That's the key.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say on the basis of 20 years' experience that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is David Masters. For over 50 years, my dad, Roy Masters, has been helping people who could never be cured by conventional means. As a matter of fact, so many lives have been affected that without him, the world would be a different place. But what about you? Has your life been affected? Has your life changed for the better? Have your family relationships and your work environment changed for the better? My dad has a difficult time asking people for help, so I'm happy to do it for him. Please make a contribution to the Foundation of Human Understanding at FHU.com or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Soldiers coming back from the battlefield will appreciate your donation because they will get the coping strategies provided by Roy Masters for free to keep them from committing suicide. And this radio program, Every program you hear is supported by you, the listener. Go to FHU.com and make a contribution, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.